Today's show is brought to you by Vodka. The only booze you can put in a water bottle without your boss noticing.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Hello, all. Guess what today is?
Let me guess.
It's today Monday.
Ding, 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 ding.
We have a winner.
You win.
Oh, boy. What's my prize?
The chance to
get to work.
I should have stayed in bed.
Well, it's too late now.
Up and at him. Come on. Let's go.
All right, people. Let's get started.
Okay. It's showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps. And radio434.com, also on the Alexa. How does that even work? Well, you have to enable the skill. You just do that one time. Or in the case of my smart TV that's not very smart, I have to enable the skill every damn time I want to listen on my TV. But that's fine, because you still have to say something to the Alexa device to make her work. So here's what you're supposed to be able to do, and then I'll give you the FAQ workaround, all right? You simply say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then when you want to listen, you say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
Unless you're on your smart TV, and then she brings it. You say, Alexa, play Radio 434. And then she goes, playing Z93 whatever. No, that's incorrect. See, I'm already making it more difficult, and you're not even going to want to listen on your Alexa device. But most Alexa devices, except for my stupid TV, not a smart TV, but my stupid TV, I have to keep saying to it, Alexa play or Alexa enable the Radio 434 skill, and she does, and I said she does, and
hello!
She immediately starts playing it. But on the Alexa device itself, the little hockey puck looking thing, I don't have to do that. I just say Alexa play Radio 434 after enabling it. Anywho. So you can get us on the Alexa device. That's the important thing, the takeaway here on this little tech issue this morning. And then if you want to listen to the podcast, that's even easier, and I've never had a problem with it at all. It's Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. You have to add VA in there, and she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link to the podcasts. It's chock full of goodness. It is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes because we take today's live show. We take the live show that we do each day, Monday through Friday, and we take all the segments that we do for the show each day, and we repack them, minus the music that we play on Radio 434. We repack them into a full-length podcast, and it drops around noon or so. I realize that I still need to do the podcast for Friday. From Friday's show, got a little bit behind on work, but I'll get to that So Friday and today will drop around noon. Pardon me. And that's it. So we take that and we repack it into a podcast. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, because we usually do about 240-ish shows a year, and we've been repacking it as a podcast for years now. And so those are all available. It's like a virtual time machine. You can go back in time. You can check out all of our podcasts. And we do all the show segments on Facebook Live as well. We have a video simulcast, and you can find that at The Mike Show VA. That's all one word, no spaces. At The Mike Show VA. All right. Oh, and that works for Instagram and YouTube and X, Twitter, MySpace, wherever the heck you're... No, we are not. Absolutely, positively not on the TikTok. And do we do reels? Well, yeah, we do sometimes. Like when I accidentally hit the button and say, yes, I'd like to make a reel out of this. Or if either Sarah or Hannah does it for us. Yes, we do have reels. But ordinarily, I don't. All right. So today's program, Monday edition. Of course, five random facts. Of course, stupid criminals. And then we're going to talk about back to school. I said we're going to talk about back to school.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we'll tell you about what the percentages are of very happy to go back to school and very sad to go back to school. We're talking kids here. Here, hold on. Oh, I'm dying this morning. Good Lord. All right, so we're going to talk about that. Plus, we've got our top list. Top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. Okay, that's all on the way. And speaking of school, I have... it's not really a quandary. It's kind of a quandary, I guess, a little bit. I have been invited... I was invited by whoever is spearheading our class reunion from the high school I went to up in Pennsylvania, and I was invited as was everybody else to go to our 40th, I think it's our 40th high school reunion, and then I said the 40th high school reunion. And then I've been subsequently invited by a whole bunch of classmates who would love to see me in town. Well, it's 5 hours away, and I haven't been back there since my oldest daughter got married. And that's been, I want to say, at least 4 or 5 years. And I'm kind of really not looking forward to it. Now, I had planned a couple trips with Mr. Bill Bodine to head up to PNC Park and catch a Pirates game, which PNC Park is literally the greatest ballpark in America. It just is. Fight me, okay? If you don't agree that PNC Park is the greatest ballpark in America, fight me. All right. So we had planned on taking in a couple ball games and heading up to the Pittsburgh area and Pittsburgh Metro, but it's not the travel is what I'm trying to say. It's not the traveling. It's not the driving 5 hours up and 5 hours back. I was looking at hotels and Where my high school was and the town that I grew up in is outside of Pittsburgh, and it's about an hour and a half outside of Pittsburgh. So, you know, so there's kind of a limited amount of hotels. I mean, pretty much every hotel that's there was there when I left in 2011. There's nothing there. There's no Virginian hotel. There's no Craddock Terry. No. There's nothing. There's. And you know I'm a hotel snob. So I did. And this is the first time that I've ever done this. And I don't know why I haven't done this sooner. I went on Airbnb and I found, because I've been living, I've been living downtown here since I moved here. And I absolutely positively love living in a downtown urban setting. I guess I'm just so used to it. I'm used to the noise. I'm used to the traffic. I'm used to it. So I went online to Airbnb and I was scrolling through to find available places. And there's a downtown loft in the town I grew up in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. There's an Airbnb loft right next to Coney Island Hot Dogs. I mean, okay. So, and it's available, and it is literally the price of a hotel room for one night, and it's a full loft. I mean, it sleeps six. I could just have a big old party there after the high school reunion if I wanted to, but I don't know schedule wise if we can make it. Here's another thing that I'm gonna drop. We are working with a friend to open two restaurants. Yeah. So there's more big news. But we're trying to get the place open by October 1st. So, and the reunion is like the 26th, 27th, something like that. 26th and 27th. And it's right around that time. Plus, I have the 8th anniversary of Three Roads in Farmville on the 27th. So, I don't... Even though I've promised a couple friends that I will try my darndest to make it up there. I don't know. But that's even, I mean, that'd be an easy out, right? Just say, we're opening two restaurants and we've got the anniversary for one of our clients, and I just can't make it, right? That'd be an easy out, right? But the other quandary is, I don't know, I haven't been to any of these reunions, and so I just don't know what to expect. And I haven't seen most of these folks in a very, very long time. Yeah, I could go back and just hang out with the friends that I had in high school and just do that. And it would probably be perfectly fine, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Why? I meet people all the time and I'm pretty much like I go into, life of the party mode. Why am I hesitant? I don't know. It's a bit of a quandary, like I said, and I am, I don't know. I haven't seen these people in so long, and I don't know what to expect, and then I don't know if it's gonna be worth the drive, and I just don't know. It's my old hometown, and I'm just like, I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, I don't think we're going to solve all the world's problems today, but we may tackle this. And if you have any suggestions, it may be, okay, viewers and listeners, if you have been in the same situation, I think part of the problem is, not problem, but part of my, is I didn't particularly like high school. It was all right. I mean, I didn't have a bad time. I didn't hate it. I like the people that I grew up with. I like the people I went to school with. All of those things. I had a good core group of friends, and but man, I didn't peak in high school, and I just know so many people that did, and I think I'm kind of peaking now, really, 40 years later, and I don't know. I don't know what the commonalities are going to be. I know I realize I'm overthinking it, and I realize that everything will be and I realize that once I get there, I will realize how much I've missed the folks that that I went to school with. I realize that. But if you, the viewer or listener, have any suggestions, or maybe you've gone through the same thing, maybe you've been invited to your 20-year, 10-year, 30-year, 40-year high school reunion, and you've never been to any of the reunions, and you moved away, and you've built a life somewhere, and you're like, I don't know, man, oh man, I don't know if I want to go back there. I don't know if I want to do this reunion thing. If you have had a similar situation and have been hesitant, comment on this segment on our Facebook page. If you go to The Mike Show VA, it's all one word, no spaces, at The Mike Show VA, and just comment on there, and just let me know, hey, yeah, I went through the similar thing and went to the reunion, it was fantastic, or yeah, I went through the same thing and just didn't do it for me. Just whatever advice you want to offer, that'd be great. And even if you just want to say hello, you can do that too. And if you want to learn more about some of our upcoming ventures, you can do that too. We've got it just kind of happened, and now we've got some new projects that we're working on for the fall. So we'll tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later on. So coming up, we got kids. What percentage are very happy to go back to school? What percentage are very sad? And our top list, top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. That is all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video.
Oh.
Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now, an ordinary kid on back to school.
This sucks. Here I am sleeping in until 11 on a steady diet of Fruity Pebbles, Flaming Hot Cheetos, and Xbox. And it has to end? For what? So I can learn cursive. Cursive, Karen. Then I got friends that are like, this summer I went to Disney World. Well, I went to the Boys and Girls Club, and I got stabbed. Twice. You came home with a plushie, and I got scar tissue and trust issues. And can someone explain why my mom has to provide 43 glue sticks? What are we building, a life-size map of the moon out of construction paper? For reals. So no, I'm not excited for school. But now I know how to make a shiv out of a spork.
This has been an ordinary kid on Back to School.
God. It's The Mike Show. Holy crap. Actual mileage may vary and not in this town. How about that? Let's put it that way. Anywho's, so obviously that kid is not very happy about going back to school. I said, he's not. So is your oldest kid, your youngest kid, or you? Who's more excited for going back to school? Well, in a new poll, more than 1,000 adults were asked how they usually felt about going back to school when they were kids. 35% said they were generally happy about it, including 14% who were very happy. 38% said they were generally sad about it, including 16%, like that kid, who were very sad. Another 25% said they were neither happy nor sad. Then, parents with school-age kids were asked how they feel about their children going back to school. Are we keeping track? All right? Okay. 51% said they are happy about it, including 22% who are very happy. 22% said they are sad about it, including 7% who are very sad. Another 23% of parents said they're neither happy nor sad. Unfortunately, the parents who are sad about it might be stressed about school-related concerns. In the poll, the most common concerns parents have are bullying, students not meeting learning objectives, violence, students' depression and anxiety, teacher shortages, funding shortages, and the banning of books. For what it's worth, when people were asked how they'd prefer that we handle the shortages of teachers and funding, 74% said they'd like to pay teachers more. 29% said they'd like to see the school day reduced from 5 days to 4. So, all right. So with that, that brings us to our top list. 16% of kids are very sad about going back to school. They are not alone. See what we mean with today's list? It's our top list today. Top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. All right, here we go. Number one. Your kid's librarian who has to once again explain to your kid what a book is. Your kid's lunch lady who has to listen to him make fun of her mustache. Your kid's crossing guard who saves him from getting leveled by a bus twice each day, but he never looks up from his phone. Top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. Your kid's principal who has to listen to you complain that he isn't in honors classes even though your kid's an idiot. Top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. Your kid's PE coach who has to watch him wheeze, stumble, and crawl around the track and count it as a lap. Your kid's janitor who has to sprinkle sawdust on his vomit after you knowingly sent him to school with the stomach flu because you needed a break. And top people who are sadder about going back to school than your kid. Your kid's teacher who has to deal with him for the next 9 months in return for that $20 Starbucks gift card you gave her at the end of the year. There you go. It's the Mike Show. It's, again, actual mileage may vary. Coming up, we get news. And not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Free Clinic of Central Virginia is once again accepting patients for both medical and dental visits. Dental is now open at a new location off Old Forest Road, and medical is open limited hours on Fort Avenue. Free Clinic of Central Virginia does not accept walk-ins. To become a patient or to schedule an appointment, please call 434-847-5866. And please visit their website, freeclinicva.org, to learn more and schedule an eligibility screening interview.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The annual Perseids meteor shower will take place on Wednesday. Coincidentally, that's also when Johnny Depp takes his annual shower. Eminem showed up at a screening of his documentary in New York City. Tone Loc did too, because the event needed a valet. In sports, Rob Gronkowski will replace Jimmy Johnson on Fox NFL Sunday. At first, he'll do a lot of grunt work. Literally, he'll be grunting. A glass water slide shattered on a Royal Caribbean cruise. If you wonder how, look at the average size of a Royal Caribbean passenger. And Massachusetts has been named the best place to have a baby. The worst place? Burger King bathroom. This is not headline news.
Lord, today is savage, man. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us on the program, taking a look at tower cam position number 4 at the river. A little bit foggy, a little bit drizzly out there. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody, because we can't afford one. All right, coming up on the program, we are going to get really, really smart with your 5 random facts. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
It's easy to get lost in all the solar ads from companies you've never heard of. But when you work with Earthright, you get real people you can call, text, or meet face-to-face. We're right here in Central Virginia. And when things go wrong, or when you just need a question answered, we're not a 1-800 number. We're your neighbors, and we're here for the long run.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at Bank of the James Stadium this summer for any of your favorite nightly promotions. New this year are Senior Sluggers Tuesdays, where members of the Silver Sluggers Club get in free, and College Pride Night, where those wearing college apparel receive a discounted ticket on Wednesdays. As always, we'll have Thirsty Thursdays and giveaways and fireworks on the weekend, and free admission for Kids Club members on Sunday. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these 5 random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe. I don't know. All right, here we go. Number 1. The Cold War made people do crazy things. The U.S. government was so desperate to defeat communism that in the 1960s, the CIA spent 5 years and $20 million trying to turn house cats into Soviet spies. They planned to implant microphones, antennas, and transmitters inside the cats, but only one ended up making it into the field, and sadly, that cat was hit by a taxi before it was able to do any spying. So, good Lord. Number 2. BMW had to recall their GPS navigation system in Germany. I said in Germany, but... in the 1990s, because German men refused to take directions from a female voice. Number 3. Every year, the U.S. goes through enough cardboard boxes for shipping to build a mile-high cardboard wall around the entire continental United States. That's just the U.S., so Mexico isn't going to pay for the wall. Number 4. Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees needed to smile and make eye contact with customers. Well, they canceled it after too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what they said.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
And then number five, there's a town called Zilwaukee in Michigan. The founders chose the name in 1848 to try to confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee, so they would accidentally move to Zilwaukee instead. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
Facts. Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Monday edition. Coming up, we have sounds. We are going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's the Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Hello, I'm Dr. Rick Jaminet. Moms-to-be, your body is amazing, but pregnancy can bring aches, pains, and even a breech baby. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're specially trained in the Webster technique, a gentle, safe way to help turn breech babies naturally and make pregnancy more comfortable. Feel better, sleep easier, and prepare your body for a smoother delivery. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 239-9077 or visit timberlakechiropractic.com and discover the natural way to care for you and your baby.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Well, remember when Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy and closed all of its physical stores? Well, now they're back with a new name. Tack Home onto the end of it. The first one opened in Nashville on Friday.
Bed Bath & Beyond is back. Introducing Bed Bath & Beyond Home. But don't let the new name fool you. We still offer everything our old stores did. Linens, cookware, and of course, dish towels. Tons and tons of dish towels. So many damn dish towels that you'll say, wait, isn't this over-reliance on dish towels why Bed Bath & Beyond went out of business in the first place? To which we respond, yup. So when we bombard you with all those coupons in the mail again, use them fast. Especially if you want dish towels. This one has a corgi on it. Oh, how cute. Bed Bath & Beyond Home. Here today, another spirit Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to viral videos. There's a new trend of women ordering food with a man's name on it instead of their own. This woman has gone viral after ordering with a female name and a man's name to see how the orders differ.
Huh. I got the exact same order from Chipotle with a girly name, my name, and with a man's name. I changed my customer account name and everything. So let's see who they gave more food to. Ladies first, we're going to start with mine. This is Emily Joy. It's not a bad portion. And this one, I use the name Andrew. Feels a little heavy, but let's see. It looks a lot more full. This makes me really mad.
Interesting. I don't know how scientific it is, but a guy posted on Instagram, he did a video confessing how he slacks off at work. He actually titled it, "The 5 Hours a Day Where I'm Not Doing Crap at work. Here he is breaking down those 5 hours.
Number five, we have the hour before lunch. I'm hungry. All I'm thinking about is I want to get the hell out of here. Number four, the hour directly after a meeting. Paying attention during the meeting has absolutely cooked me. Number three, the hour after lunch. I'm depressed. All I can think about now is how badly I want to have a nap. Number two, the first hour of the day. Quick socialize with the colleagues, immediately looking to get a coffee. I might turn my computer on and see if I got any urgent emails. Number one, the last hour of the day. I busted my ass all day. Now it's time for me to start wrapping things up and look for the exit door.
Yeah, okay. Sounds like you busted your ass. It also sounds like, the movie Office Space. All right. Skip that. So those are all for stupid criminals. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. What is this one? Comedian Jeff Allen was on a road trip this summer, was traveling very fast.
In June, I got my first speeding ticket in over 20 years in Montana. Believe me, that takes some work. Speed limit was 80 miles an hour. And we're driving, and I set the cruise at 95. And Tammy, after about 5 minutes, says, "Isn't that going too fast?" And I said, "No, this is Montana. They don't write tickets for under 100. They really don't." She goes, "Who told you that?" I go, "I don't know. It's just common knowledge." So about 2 minutes later, a Porsche shoots past me. If I'm doing 95, he's doing 115, 120. I mean, he just... boom. And a minute later, I see the lights. And I say, "See? He's going to get a ticket." So imagine my surprise when the cop locked in behind me and pulled me over. I couldn't wait for him to get to the window. "Did you see the Porsche?" He goes, "Yeah, it was after him, and then you showed up." "What?" And he says, "If you had slowed down, I wouldn't have pulled you over, but who doesn't slow down for the police?" So anyway, he gets my license, and he starts having a conversation with me, a little chit-chat. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm doing 95. Obviously, I'm in a hurry. How about writing the ticket a little quicker? Let's get going. Only one of us is getting paid by the hour here. It's not me. And how many people are like me? You're thinking, how fast do I got to go to make up this 10 minutes? For all you people who are in math class that raised their hand and said, "When am I going to ever use the story problem in my real life?" This is your moment.
Yep. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over and grab that thing and give the handle a tug and keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Da News. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see, there's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in Da News. Okay. All right, didn't we have a story about Labubu dolls last week? We did. But now there's another one. Someone in Los Angeles broke into a store that only sells La Boo Boo dolls last week and cleaned them out. One Stop Sales is in La Puente, just east of downtown Los Angeles. They had their grand opening in May. Four masked thieves shattered the glass front door at 1:30 a.m. last Wednesday and wrecked the place. The owner shared security footage and said they cleared out their entire inventory. The combined value of everything taken was over $7,000. So people joked that one Labubu was stolen. Huh? One Labubu. Yeah. Yeah, but it was actually dozens. If you can get one retail, they're $28, and they were reselling them for between $100 and $500 each. The good news is they shared an update over the weekend after police tracked down some of the stolen Labubu merch. They didn't say if they caught the guys yet. And then there is this. A 45-year-old Texas man was arrested after he went up to young girls wearing a diaper. He was wearing the diaper, and he said, quote, "goo goo gaga," and asked for a change. Here's a man in the community and Andy Ehrbach of the Tyler Police Department talking about Wesley Stephen Worrell's arrest.
That really does disturb me. About the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Parents obviously called the police on him. What he likes to do is come out in diapers.
He ought to be put away. He's been caught for, prosecuted. Why isn't he put away?
Is that Hank Hill? Good Lord. That's...
Oh, my God. I've become the world's oldest baby.
Yeah, pretty much. A California man's plane keeps getting stolen, taken out for a joyride, but then returned with repairs done to it. Yeah. Here's the owner of the plane, Jason Hong, and Lieutenant Aram Choi of the El Monte Police Department talking about finding the stolen plane at a different airport.
I take out the battery and come back to do same works. But the airplane is missing again.
It was just parked out in the tarmac, unoccupied, and in fact, it had a chain from the airplane down to the bolt on the ground.
Good Lord. Police were searching for a man they believe was a drive-by shooter at an area home and mall. The man they suspected was arrested for allegedly pleasuring himself in his car at a Wawa. He was also found with a gun. Here is the Ridley Township Police Lieutenant John Hamill, talking about the arrest of Ryan Campbell.
He approached the car, saw that the driver was leaned back. The officer also noticed that there was a revolver in the passenger seat, arrested him for open lewdness, took the gun, towed the car, and then he contacted the Tinicum police that he was aware of an incident they had where a house was shot at.
Wow. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A bear got into a woman's home near Vancouver last Monday, but her tiny Pomeranian chased it off. There's security footage of the whole darn thing. Her dog, Scout, is only 6 pounds, but it's a vicious 6 pounds. Here's Kayla Klein talking about her fearless pup.
I was surprised, but also he's scary when he's mad. It was around noon, and I was in the washroom getting ready. He came sprinting around the corner, and I just saw the bear running out of our kitchen, and he chased it out of the house. He just likes to assert his dominance, or like we'll call him the alpha dog.
Wow. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have their Hill City Slide. It's a fundraiser, and it's coming to downtown Lynchburg on Church Street. It's literally a 700-some foot slide, a water slide, that goes from the top of Church Street past the YMCA all the way down to the Armory. It's big fun. You can get your tickets and reserve your time slot by visiting hillcityslide.com. Visit hillcityslide.com for more information, to purchase your tickets, and reserve your time slot. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
4.
3.
4.